Every year for the last 35 years, the first weekend in December on Galveston Island, Texas, was all about Charles Dickens. They held a two-day festival to celebrate the author on the island's famed downtown strip known as the Strand. Well, nearly 3 months ago, Hurricane Ike decimated the area. But as Julie Moody of member station KUT reports, despite that restriction, the festival today will go on.
You can't escape the sound of generators anywhere in downtown Galveston. Blue tape marks how high the storm surge reached most buildings, 12 feet in some places. Of the 100 stores here, fewer than a half dozen have reopened. Besides the restoration efforts, there are other sounds of progress. Volunteer Joe Odrobanak hammers together booths for this weekend's Dickens on the Strand Festival. Booths that will be filled with Victorian costumed vendors.
A couple years ago, we designated Dickens as a celebration of the end of hurricane season, which ends November 30th. So the first weekend in December is traditionally Dickens weekend. And so it's another little shot in the arm to celebrate and to open the city up for the holidays.
Michael Culpepper's Nautical Antique Store is still closed. Two-thirds of the roof collapsed during Ike, and it's not repaired yet.
Yeah, this is what we call our ventilation system now.
And you've got a great view of the sky.
You sure do.
Amid wood carvings of turtles and big glass fishing buoys hanging from the rafters, Culpepper says he's one of the lucky ones. Not only did he have wind and flood insurance, his inventory is salvaged from old ships, items that can weather any storm. He will sell his collectibles in one of the temporary booths. While his business may get a boost this weekend, he has other problems. His historic home sustained major damage.
We're progressing. Everything's moving forward. We invite the tourists and locals alike to embrace the island like it was before, and it's going to be better than it was before.
And that's the kind of attitude Dwayne Jones likes to hear.
We had to get back together as a community. We had to get ready for the holidays. We had to clean up our streets.
Jones is the executive director of the Galveston Historical Foundation, which sponsors Dickens on the Strand.
So it's become a point where people said, you know what, I'll get ready for Dickens, and I'll be ready, I'll be open for Dickens, and I will be back in town for Dickens and those things. So we knew it was important for the community.
Before Hurricane Ike, 60,000 people lived on Galveston Island. So far, fewer than half have returned. With the recent announcement that the University of Texas Medical Branch will lay off 3,000 people and news of a recession, Joan says this year's festival won't solve Galveston's problems, but will give the community a sense of normalcy, at least for a weekend. For NPR News, I'm Julie Moody.